Stock, this is a dictating on Linda Spencer. Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. Spencer. S-P-E-N-C-E-R. P as in Paul. Linda Spencer, date of birth is 7-17-52. Date of visit is 2-17-25. Please make a copy for Michael Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of pulmonary fibrosis. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 72-year-old female who has a past history for mixed connective tissue disease, has shortness of breath with exertion, and has been followed by her rheumatologist, Dr. Michael Cohen, K-O-H-E-N. The patient had been on Cimzia injections every 2 weeks, and was recently noted to have increasing dyspnea and palpitations, and had a chest X-ray which showed increase in the interstitial markings. And ground glass infiltrates in both lung fields. A CT chest was done on 2/1/25, and it showed a new diffuse septal thickening with ground glass infiltrates bilaterally, most notably in the right lung. There were also chronic interstitial changes and subpleural opacities with mild cylindrical bronchiectasis, but no effusions. There was mild mediastinal lymphadenopathy. The patient was also hypoxic and was advised pulmonary evaluation. The patient states she has previously been seen by a pulmonologist over 6 years ago, and had been noted to have interstitial lung disease, as noted on chest CT, and she also had pulmonary function studies done at that time. Those reports are not immediately available, period. The patient has chronic atrial fibrillation but has not been on any anticoagulation due to history for a GI bleed. The patient has an occasional cough and mild wheezing. Next paragraph, other past history includes history for a cholecystectomy and a hysterectomy, as well as a thyroidectomy remotely. She has chronic interstitial lung disease and has had mixed connective tissue disease. The patient also had a remote history for GI bleeding due to AV malformations in the stomach. Next paragraph. allergies to Compazine. Next paragraph, habits the patient denies history of smoking, denies significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Mother died of stroke and an MI. Next paragraph. Previous sessions, the patient has fatigue and weight loss. She has had no cataracts or glaucoma. She has hoarseness and some wheezing. And she has urinary frequency and flank pains. And nighttime awakening. She shortens the breath and a cough. And no hemoptysis. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness and pain. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, med list included. Glimepiride, 2 milligrams BID, Prevacid, 15 milligrams daily, Metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams daily, Genimet, 50-500 milligrams BID, Rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams daily, and recently on Cimzia injections, which have been discontinued. Oh, can you please add in the past history of the patient does have a past history for diabetes for over 20 years. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a thinly built elderly white female who's pale, alert, and in no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse 68, respirations 20, temps 97.5, weight is 140 pounds, saturation 95 per room air. H.E.N.T. is non-phallic, pupils are reactive. Thing is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucous edematous. Neck supple, no bruising, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Fine crackles throughout both lung bases. With occasional wheezes. Heart, the answer sir. Irregular, so an S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexive 1 plus with no gross, more left, it's cranial, nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is extensive. Interstitial lung disease, probable UIP. Number 2 is history of diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 3 is mixed connective tissue disease. Number 4 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you please change that? The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators and with lung volumes. Also advised to get a CBC, sed rate, ANA, and was placed on prednisone, 20 milligrams daily for a week. and 15 milligrams daily for a week, and then 10 milligrams daily. A follow-up chest CT to be done in 6 weeks. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. We'll keep you informed of any new findings. Thank you. Copy of this for Dr. Michael Townsend, TOWNSEND, MD. Thank you, Dr. Susan.